In this bulletin, a 59-year-old man remains in custody over the shooting of three people in North Queensland. Jackie Lambie appears before the Royal Commission into Defence and Veterans Suicide, and at least 13 people have been killed and 35 injured in a nightclub fire in Thailand. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A 59-year-old man has been taken into custody in Bowen as part of an ongoing investigation into the fatal shooting of three people on a rural property in North Queensland. Three people were shot dead, a 71-year-old man, a 59-year-old woman, both from the Gums, and a 35-year-old man from Bogie. Another man has suffered a gunshot wound to the abdomen and is in Mackay Base Hospital in a serious but stable condition. Queensland Police Acting Superintendent Tom Amit.
The family of the deceased family in question have only been on their property a short amount of time. The person that we have in custody is a long-term resident. We understand that there was a conversation that had occurred the night before, which was the reason why the parties had met at the gate on the property in the morning. I can't go into detail, but what I can say is that there was an invitation for them to go there and discuss.
Independent Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie has begun giving evidence to the Royal Commission into Defence and Veterans Suicide. After 11 years of service, Ms. Lambie was discharged from the Army due to a back injury. She told the inquiry she struggled to get compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. Becoming emotional, she says she developed an addiction to painkillers at the time and attempted suicide in 2009.
I had completely given up on my life, pretty much, basically. To me, I found it difficult to be able to give them reason, to have reason to continue to live, even for the sake of my sons, because I believe that I was doing them more damage than good.
If this story has raised issues for you or anyone you know, you can get support from Lifeline on 13 11 14. You can also call the Defence Family Helpline on 1800 624 608. The Energy and Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen says offshore wind zones will help create more jobs. The federal government is proposing wind farms off the coast of Gippsland in Victoria and in the Hunter and Illawarra regions of New South Wales to help in the transition to renewable energy. Mr. Bowen says the renewable energy hubs will help Australia meet its emissions reduction targets.
This is good news for these communities. A lot of jobs will be created. And these are areas undergoing economic change as our energy system transforms. Just looking at those areas, whether it be the Hunter Valley or the Illawarra or the area off Portland, for example, these are areas that are undergoing very significant jobs changes and economic change.
He says he expects the proposed projects to create between 3 and 8,000 jobs. A man has been crushed to death in Sydney after concrete and scaffolding collapsed on top of him. New South Wales police say the man was working on a site at a high school in the city's inner west and was found trapped under stones. Paramedics said he was unable to be revived and died at the scene. He's yet to be formally identified. At least 13 people have been killed and 35 injured in a nightclub in Thailand. A fire broke out at the premises, the cause of which is still unknown, with police saying all the victims have so far been identified as Thai nationals. Local TV footage showed people fleeing the Mountain Bee nightclub, which is located about 180 kilometres southeast of the capital, Bangkok. I'm Greg Dyatt, and that's the latest SBS News.